Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Tomorrow night kicks off the first performance of this year's Sounds of Summer concert series at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. And joining me now live in studio for some conversation and to perform live for us is the headliner of tomorrow night's event, Southwest Florida rock musician Kate Scales. Her debut EP, Ready For Me, just dropped back in April. And if you've had the chance to catch one of her live, high-energy shows, then you'll know that describing her as a vocal powerhouse is something of an understatement. Kate Scales, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you for having me, John.
Also with us is fellow Southwest Florida singer, songwriter, guitarist, music engineer, and producer, Caleb Neff. Neff also runs Juniper Recording in Cape Coral, and so great to have you with us, too.
Super good to be with you.
And listeners can connect with our guests. Add your comments and questions to the conversation today by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Kate, I wanted to start off by exploring this artistic transition you seem to have been on in recent years. I mean, your degree is actually in theater arts. After graduating, you worked in Philadelphia's theater scene for a number of years before coming to Southwest Florida and, you know, really doubling down with that intense focus on the music. So I'm wondering if, you know, before you relocated to Florida, were you sort of pursuing both theater and music simultaneously? What motivated you to really, you know, push for the music full time?
You know, it's odd. When I was in Philadelphia, I was, like, as you said, doing the theater scene. I was doing a lot of business operations stuff for many of the theaters in Philadelphia. Also a little bit of stage management on productions, but wasn't focused on music at all. And it was taking a toll on my soul, oddly enough. Mm. So then we moved down to Florida, and we went to Fort Rock, oddly enough. And being there for 2 days and surrounded by all that incredible music, I was like, what am I doing with my life? And that was it. So last summer, it was like this bizarre overnight transition that I just decided to fully pursue my music career. Yeah.
And tell me about your, you know, beginnings in music. Do you remember maybe some of your early music inspirations or, you know, perhaps artists who maybe inspired you to start playing and performing yourself?
Yes, absolutely. No Doubt, Gwen Stefani from No Doubt, mm-hmm. was a huge inspiration for me. That was the first CD I ever purchased, was The Tragic Kingdom. So she's been an incredible inspiration for me since I was a child. And then as I grew older, Lady Gaga, she's a huge inspiration for me. Her voice, yeah.
And do you come from a particularly, you know, musical family? Is that, you know, something that they encouraged you to pursue?
My parents are not themselves musicians, but have excellent taste in music. My father was a DJ for my entire life. Oh. Yeah, so I was exposed to every genre growing up. And so know that they weren't musicians themselves, but they, yes, pushed me into a theatrical background for sure.
And when did you first pick up a guitar? Was that your first instrument?
Yes, it was my, actually, the cello, oddly enough, first. John Davis, the cello. I did start the cello, played that for a couple of years, wasn't great, and then started playing the guitar at 12. Played it for a couple of years, did some open mics, put it down for many years, and actually began playing again just last year with Caleb here. Wow. Caleb, helped me, you know, blow the dust off the guitar and get back into it.
And, you know, in my introduction, I kind of pigeonholed your sound and sort of like the rock and blues genres. Is that accurate? How would you characterize your
music? That's accurate. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I've heard alt country as well. Caleb, what do you?
The first tune we put out, someone said it sounds like Joan Jett fronting Queens of the Stone Age.
Which is probably the best compliment I could have ever received.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and hear our first song. Kate, tell us what you and Caleb are going to play and maybe give us a little bit of an introduction.
Sure. This is called Saw It Coming. This tune I wrote after having two very fun days in Miami with some fellow musicians. And yeah.
All right.
All right.
May you on Miami Beach, my new friend amphetamine. We get high and walk the streets. The skyline was red. Come and but I want you to take the lead. Saw it coming, saw it coming. Saw it coming. No, I don't wanna go to sleep. One night just you and me. You know my love's not free, and I know what makes you weak. I saw it coming, saw it coming. Saw it coming, saw it coming. I know I couldn't get away. No, did you have enough to eat? I know you think I taste so sweet. Oh, you were some mighty fine company, but I got my own life to keep. I saw it coming, saw it coming. Saw it coming, saw it coming.
That was Kate Scales and Caleb Neff performing Kate's song, Saw It Coming. That song is on her debut DP, Ready For Me, which dropped in April, and she'll be headlining tomorrow night's Sounds of Summer concert at the Sydney and Burn Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. Listeners, of course, can join our conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And, you know, I love this, like, you know, MTV Unplugged style thing we've got going on here. Yeah. But I should note that when you listen to the album, it's a full band.
Yes, it will not sound anything like this. This is beautiful and intimate, but you should know.
It's pretty rock and roll.
We will rock you.
Yeah. Well, tell me a bit about the band. As I understand it, you know, that this group of musicians is a pretty new endeavor.
It is. So Caleb and I wrote this record together pretty much, and we had some studio musicians play the bass and drums. And after it was all said and done, I started to book these shows, and I didn't really have musicians. So luckily, Caleb is still committed to this, which is excellent. And then I've found Corey Moses from Opposite States, another local musician who is my bassist, and then Danny Delgado, who is my drummer. Been a dear friend of mine since we moved down to Florida. Also dabbled in the music scene down here, but this is his first, I think this is his first band that he's been in Southwest Florida, which is cool.
So, all right.
Yeah.
And Caleb, I imagine, you know, with everything you've got going on at Juniper in Cape Coral, that you did a lot of the engineering and production work for this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a bit about Juniper.
Well, I produce, so this is kind of typical of what I love to do. I don't do a ton of records. I do maybe like half a dozen records a year. And, so it's a little bit different than just a recording studio. Recording studio, you go in for a few hours, you play your tunes, they mix it, you go home or whatever. So for me, I'd rather find a few artists like Kate that, we work well together. I dig the sound. I get it. And then it becomes a collaborative experience. It's a long term. From the time we started writing to when the record is done, what, like 6-7 months?
Wow. I believe so.
Yeah. And obviously not like every day, but, you know, the writing process, pre-production, finding the right players, tracking, like all of that tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the most immersive experience you've had as far as being in the recording studio, Kate?
Yes, it's been incredible. I don't want to leave it ever again. I'm going to make sure this is what I do with the rest of my life.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. Again, just tell us the title and give us a little bit of an introduction.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do a tune called Leave Home. This is one of my more emotional tunes, and it's a It's about, you know, what the title is. You'll hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you leave home, you leave the love that grew you, that knew you and made you who you are. But sometimes a home just turns into space, to a place that turned you to somewhere new. You left it all behind. My friends don't often call, 'cause home is where they stayed. Sometimes they'll send me pics of the kids they made. Think I heard them when I made the choice to go. This road is long and lonely. They're always on my mind. They're always. Sometimes it feels like distance is a blessing. It puts light on the good ones. Remember who they are. And no amount of miles will change the way I feel. Our hearts still beat as one. Yeah, our love's still real. When we reunite, it's like no time has passed. I mean it when I tell you, they're always on my mind. They're always. The years are flying by and you're so far away. Not sure how much my heart can take. Wish I could be in two places at the same time. That you're my inspiration. Gonna show you the fire burning deep within my soul. They're always on my mind. They're always on my mind.
That was Kate Scales, accompanied by Caleb Neff, performing her song Leave Home. That song is also on her new EP, Ready For Me, which was just released in April. And she'll be headlining tomorrow night's Sounds of Summer concert at the Sydney and Burn Davis Art Center in downtown Fort Myers. Beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
I'm curious about what your impressions of the local music scene were when you first came here in 2015. Because if you're like me, I sort of came here with, you know, everybody always said, oh, it's Fort Myers. It's for the newlyweds and the nearly deads. And I wasn't really expecting there to be anything like this here. But it is a pretty vibrant scene. It seems to be growing and it seems to be really supportive. Is that?
Absolutely. Yeah. We first moved here and lived in Cape Coral for the first 2 years that we were here. And we quickly discovered Nice Guys Pizza and Number 3 Craft Brewing, which is where you and I met. And Nice Guys always had some cool local band there. So that was a place that I ended up flocking to a lot. And same goes with Number 3, the open mic night there on Mondays is extremely welcoming. Everyone was so nice to me, gave me the courage to get up there and do my thing.
Yeah, Kyle Ann Duggan runs that one. She's great.
She's wonderful. Yes. What an angel.
Tell me about your process or methodology for writing songs. I mean, I asked Emma the same, like the chicken and egg question. Yeah. Does the music come first or the lyrics, or does it just really depend?
It's funny. It depends for me personally. I sometimes will be feeling angsty and emotional, and I'll just get out my notebook and write down what's in my mind, not necessarily in any kind of, you know, no rhyming scheme or anything like that. And I will end up using those lyrics later. They become lyrics for songs later. But I think most of the time I'll be humming around the house and I'll think, that's a cool little ditty. What is that? Recorded into my phone. let it marinate for a little. And then, you know, the lyrics will come, or I'll use like old lyrics that I had written down weeks before. It's kind of an odd process.
This is why Kate's like my favorite type of artist to work with, is because singers think about melody like primarily, like mm-hmm. even when they're thinking about lyrics, they're hearing melodies. Mm-hmm. And that's the most compelling part of a song, right? That's the part you hum along with a great melody even when you don't know the words.
Right.
So that's my favorite thing about working with a great singer like Kate, is that like every time she brings something, it's a killer, like compelling melody.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. Do you find that there are in your music like specific ideas or themes that you tend to gravitate towards? Or does it really just run the board? Again, like you were saying, if you're angsty, that's what comes out.
You know? I suppose it runs the board. You know, with rock and roll, a lot of times it's, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And I think mine are definitely centered around love, crazy dreams, some emotions. But yeah, mostly love songs.
Is it therapeutic for you?
Like, very. Yeah? Most of my tunes are about past experiences, you know, years ago, oddly enough, things that I'm still processing, and I can process it through song now, which is, it's new and wonderful.
Just tell me about your experience performing live and what it is you love about that. Because if you've seen you perform, it's clearly you love it. You're in your element.
It is the best thing in the world. It is my home. The stage is my home. It's where I've been most comfortable my entire life. I've been performing since I was a child. And when I'm up there, I feel no anxiety. I feel nothing but joy. And the instant gratification of applause and cheering is just there are no words for it, and it's my lifeblood.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear you at the beginning of our conversation talking about, you know, doing like office work and stage managing behind the scenes stuff in theater, because you clearly need to be on the stage.
And that's a little bit what I was talking about, where I really was putting it all in the closet and just trying to go for that that safe professional life. Luckily, I have a wonderful husband who is able to support me while I go on this not so safe journey, but just so much adventure and so much fun. Yeah. All I'm right. much well suited for the stage than an office.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear our third song from the debut EP. Tell us what we're going to hear.
This is The Daughter of the Devil.
I love this one.
Yes, me too. This was one of these tunes that came to me quickly. I woke up from a dream that was really vivid about the devil and me selling my soul to him. And that's how I wrote this tune. So here it goes. I woke up, yeah, I was sweating from my head to my toes. Had a dream so real, my heart was pounding and oh, fear was rushing over me, adrenaline too. Devil was there, yes, he was in my room, oh. The ground started shaking, shook me out of my bed. Was this really real or was this all in my head? Shut my eyes so tight, I felt his breath on my face. Said you're coming with me, I'll take you from this place. Do you know who I am? The devil's pride and joy. I sold him my soul in exchange for this voice. All the way to hell. He looked into my soul and found my deepest desire. Poured the rest of me into his leg of fire. When I rose from the flames, began to sing my song. Devil clapped his hands and then he sang along. He said,
sing for me, baby.
Hey,
sing for me, mama.
Hey,
come on, sing for me.
Hey,
yeah.
I know.
You ready?
power, you can't hurt me no more. Gonna sing all the way to the top of this world, and I'll never forget the day we made our deal. Don't you try me now, boy, I got no soul to steal.
Oh, I love it. Daughter of the Devil. That was Kate Scales and Caleb Neff performing. That song is on Kate's debut EP, Ready For Me. That dropped in April. And she'll be headlining tomorrow night's Sounds of Summer concert at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Art Center in downtown Fort Myers. Band, you know, having just heard the full band perform that, I was like, I don't know how this intimate, unplugged, stripped down version is going to work, but that was awesome.
Did you like it?
That worked really, really well. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So now I have to talk about something sad.
Okay.
I understand your long range plans involve you moving to Los Angeles in the not too distant future.
Yes, it is a little sad, but super exciting. That is the plan. The plan is to get out to LA, see if I can make waves there like I've done here. We're gonna do it. And then I want to bring everybody with me.
Right.
I want to bring y'all with me. Y'all are coming with me.
Oh, well, that's a good compromise. our social media coordinator, Tara Callaghan, and I were talking about you this morning. And just be aware that it was suggested that, you know, we might have to break your legs or put sugar in your gas tank to keep you there.
You know what? You know. I wouldn't be sad about it. Southwest Florida, you are stealing my heart day by day.
Well, and Caleb, I wanted to put the spotlight on you for a little bit here, too. You know, aside from these projects like you've been doing with Kate, I know you are also heavily involved with, you know, just Soulixer, a band we had on the show just last week.
Yes.
You've produced for a lot of bands.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, talking about the scene, it's really interesting because I grew up here. I'm one of like seven people that's originally from Cape Coral.
Right.
So especially not counting people that are under, you know, 11 or something. So, yeah, you know, that's been the knock. In fact, remember the one band that made it from here? Twisted Method. Their record was called Escape from Cape Coma because that's what it was. They were contemporaries of mine. I remember seeing them,
awesome,
you know, at the pool hall when I was in high school. But yeah, the last few years have been absolutely, I know you see this as well, the last few years have been absolutely amazing for the scene. And I just can't believe the people that keep showing up at my house to make records. And I'm just like, who are you? Where are you from? And, you know, I start to be, you know, less surprised as time goes on because you realize like there's just a lot of great stuff happening here. And, you know, people that are really invested in the scene and want to see everybody do well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And Thomas from Soulixer actually played on my EP.
Oh, wow.
On the tune Leave Home. Yeah. He played on that and sang on that tune.
And Jeremy from the Kimberleys
played on Daughter of
the
Devil. So
really?
This whole scene has been so wonderfully welcoming to me that they even played on my record and they didn't know me at all. So.
Excellent.
And now we're all best friends. So.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're going to close out with one more song from you guys.
Yes.
But just a couple things I have to talk about first, and that's that our show today was produced by yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. And for now, thanks so much for listening. I'm John Davis, and this is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.1. 7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. We've been joined the second half of the program with Caleb Neff and Kate Scales, and Kate's band is going to be performing. They're going to be headlining the first Sounds of Summer event. It's a concert series at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. Doors open at 7:30. Concert starts at 8 o'clock, just $5 admission. And so we're going to hear one more tune from you guys. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Yes, this is called Snakeskin Mama. This is the first song I ever wrote. Mm-hmm.
Why now, baby? Don't want nobody to see. Don't knock on the front door. Take my back door key. Oh, oh. Save it for later. Hide it up your sleeve. When I call you tomorrow, better run to me. I'm a snake. See the woman I've become. Some fear in your eyes now. No, I'm not gonna buy ya. You're acting all shy now. Good, that's out. Morning light. When the night should come, baby, hear me hissing your name. Everything that you did to me, I'll never be the same.